flight controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Rhino.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Telcom.
Go.
GNC.
Go.
Ecom.
Go.
Surgeon.
Go.
Capcom, we're go for landing.
This is Bisogno Cappuccino, episode 2 on March the 14th, 2020. My name is Claude Saulnier, your host for this podcast. Another opportunity to make and enjoy a double espresso with hot milk, topped with foam milk and a sprinkle of chocolate, while being entertained with data protection. This podcast is sponsored by Bisogno. Bisogno provides an integrated platform to centralize all the documentation required under the GDPR and other data protection laws. Visit bisogno.eu for more information. In the previous episode, we discussed the history of data protection in Europe. Today, I will start talking about some key concepts.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.
May I remind you about personal data? Personal data means any information relating to an identified or identifiable natural person. The meaning of an identifiable natural person is one who can be identified directly or indirectly. Remember, the identified or identifiable natural person is called a data subject. Let me give you an example. Identified, easy, Claude Saulnier. But is this enough? If I say Claude Saulnier in France, just looking at the phone directory, you will probably find 70 of them. Common name, 67 million people, likely not to be unique. If, however, I say Claude Saulnier in Ireland, given it is a far less common name, the chance is that you can identify me more easily. So, Claude Saulnier is what Americans would call PII, but you can see the limits of the protection of PII from a privacy point of view. European laws recognize that a context added will constitute personal data and must be protected accordingly. Now, let me give you another example. Let's say a person called Jack creates an online account to play the lottery online. Jack buys a ticket worth €2 every week. The lottery operator needs Jack's name and needs to keep a history of financial transactions associated to fulfill its legal obligations with the revenue. For the listeners outside Ireland, the revenue is the public body collecting tax. The financial transactions will be linked to Jack's account and, with a timestamp added, will constitute a new record set. So, the nature of personal data is low risk, name and a few low risk transactions. Now, let's say Jack doesn't buy one, but 100 lottery tickets every week. What can that tell us? Well, potentially, it could tell us that Jack has a gambling addiction. So, a very innocent set of personal data now reveals a medical condition. As a result, the lottery operator now potentially handles personal data concerning health. And this would be classified as special category and requires further care. It is also a reason why most countries have a regulation to protect people in that context. So, more personal data, less PII. Jack changes surname the day he won the lottery. I'll let you figure out Jack's new surname.
Bisogno Cappuccino.
Many people tell me their organization doesn't process personal data, that I think that some clarification is needed about the notion of processing. Processing is an important concept because without processing, there is no personal data and no data protection needed. Remember what I mentioned before, data protection is not the same as privacy. So, what is processing? Processing is any operation or set of operations which is performed on personal data or on sets of personal data, whether or not by automated means. The processing definition in EU law considers the life cycle of personal data handling from collection to disposal. A typical data life cycle would start by the collection of data, its storage, its use, and its disposal once the organization no longer needs it. The definition of the GDPR sets the data life cycle in a lot of details: collection, recording, organization, structuring, storage, adaptation or alteration, retrieval, consultation, use, disclosure by transmission, dissemination or otherwise making available, alignment or combination, restriction, erasure or destruction. And it is a good part of what the GDPR requires from organizations that can justify the use of personal data. If the organization needs it, it needs to mind it in all these steps. This has implications. The main one is the scope of compliance, because organizations need to consider the entire data lifecycle. Remember this when we discuss data processing agreements. The relationship between those involved in the processing is important. The relationship is the who does what, and it has a liability impact. A data controller, or simply controller, determines, alone or jointly with others, the purposes and means of the processing of personal data. In the example of the lottery operator would be the data controller when it decides how to process the registration and the transaction securely, or how to process staff records in line with law requirements for payroll. A data processor, or simply processor, processes personal data on behalf of the controller. If the lottery operator hires a company to handle its payroll, the payroll company is a data processor and should only process the payroll data according to the written instructions of the controller. The instructions should follow the data lifecycle. The recipient of data is a natural or legal person, public authority, agency, other body, to which the personal data are disclosed. In any data protection project, it is important to find out the proper relationship between the controller and the processor and who the recipients of data are. Finally, for this episode, let's talk about filing systems. The GDPR applies to the processing of personal data which form part of a filing system or are intended to form part of a filing system. A filing system is any structured set of personal data which are accessible according to specific criteria, whether centralized, decentralized, or dispersed on a functional or geographical basis. A bin, for instance, is not a filing system. However, a bin could be part of the processing lifecycle, and there is an obligation to dispose of the content in a safe manner. We'll come back to these in more details in another episode of Bisogno Cappuccino. Thank you for listening till the end. I hope you enjoy this episode and feel free to connect on LinkedIn with your comments. Sloan.
Bisogno Cappuccino, your data protection coffee break.